ham?
Yesterday, I found myself at a bar drinking some Dr. Pepper. One of the people in my traveling party with me from out of town saw on the interweb that the lead singer of Three Doors Down died. Blah. Alliteration. Brad Arnold, singer of Three Doors Down, dead at the age 47 after a battle with stage 4 cancer. As 3DD put out in a social media post. Three Doors Down.
Yeah, we got him.
They had some hits in our youth. Us being when we were about 9 to 12 years in range, I would assume. But I haven't thought about them since. Went back looking through some of their hits that they had. One stuck out to me. They had the song Kryptonite, which was their big
radio hit
that put them on the map.
Radio.
Got a ton of radio play. Another one, When I'm Gone. I think that had some sort of like Iraq War tie or something.
That one
like
I can't think of how it goes. I obviously know Kryptonite, but I don't. The other ones I'd have to hear probably like, to remember. That sounds all right, Kermit. Oh, okay, okay. You'll love me when I'm... Okay, now I know that one. Okay, okay.
And the one that stuck out to me was the song Here Without You, which was like their love song. And it's weird how you could tie music to memories that you've had, because reminiscing after the death of the frontman of Three Doors Down made me remember a repressed memory that I had of one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. Were either of you familiar back when you were in grade school, and maybe even junior high? Were you guys goers of something called Friday Night Live?
Oh, yeah.
That was a big player for you?
For sure.
Me, no.
So, at least in Richardson, and you probably went to a different location. I went to the one on the west side of Richardson. And I think it was like Campbell Green. It was like a rec center. Parents on Fridays, they would drop their kids off at this rec center. It would last from like 6:30 to maybe like what, 9:30?
Yeah, I don't remember the times, but yeah. And is that a rec center?
Enough time for the parents to get out and smash a few drinks.
Right.
Yes.
Just you not be there.
And it was like I think $5 to get in or something like that. And there was different sections that they would kind of have. There was a section where they had eating. So you could go there, eat pizza if you had more money. Tons of candy. Down on the other end of the building, they had a gym. So they had a ton of just basketballs, jump rope, anything that you could play team sport-wise, ping pong.
Gym. Ice hockey.
Ice hockey, equestrian.
I would have been all over those jump ropes.
But you could do all those gym-related games, or you could just hang out on the bleachers and talk with your friends and whatnot.
Did y'all have a... Did you mention a dance floor?
I'll get to that.
I was going to say, okay.
I would find myself mainly in there, the gym, not actually doing anything, because I weighed 64 pounds at the time, up until about 8th grade.
I was going to say, how did all that candy go uneaten by you?
Oh, it went eaten. Oh, it went eaten.
It apparently went in and out.
He's just loading his trench coat up with... Sweet Jolly tarts Ranchers and yeah.
Oh, Pixie Sticks, definitely.
Airheads.
I was big on Pixie
Boy,
Sticks.
Boy, nothing like asking little Matt what he had for dinner tonight, and he said a Pixie Stick.
No, they had food there. They had pizza. No, I had Pixie Sticks there. But I would find myself in the gym on the bleachers, not actually participating, but talking about leveling up my World of Warcraft character to level 80 or 60. Because it was the vanilla days. And then there was the aforementioned dance room, where your 5th, 6th graders, maybe some 7th graders, would have their girlfriends or their crush they would slow dance music to. But back then, at least for our youth, it was all Destiny's Child, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Blink-182, Three Doors Down, and Nickelback, and Papa Roach.
Oh, that's creepy.
Some say the golden era of music.
Who?
Our generation. Yeah. The ones generation. That lived it, yeah.
But the song from Three Doors Down, Here Without You, heavy on the slow dance music rotation. Along with, yeah, this one. God.
Smash that flange pedal. 100
days have made me older. This was like a slow dance song for us.
Just the real depressing, your hands like on kind of her side, hands kind of draped on your shoulders, and you're kind of waddling.
If you got that far,
back and forth,
you are a god, sir.
You're wearing your Tommy Hilfiger polo.
Or for me, because we didn't realize there was like a cultural association with it, South Pole clothes.
I wore it knowing there was a cultural appropriation.
That's why Monty wore it.
Yeah, Crutches was being born that day.
What was the other one?
FUBU?
FUBU, yeah. I had a FUBU hoodie that was blue and yellow.
Oh, God. I need to see 48-pound Ham in his FUBU blanket.
It was awesome, dude. I was so out of place with my Lee pipes on that were so baggy. This is before I wore jeans.
So, man, when... what's that guy's name that created it? Desmond? The guy that created FUBU. He's on Shark Tank.
Damon Brown.
Not Damon Wilson.
What? Do you think when he created FUBU...
He had me in mind?
For us,
Damon
by
John,
us.
Sorry. Damon John.
Damon John. That he had Ham in mind?
Yeah, 64 pixie-sticked Ham.
Ham? The name is literally For Us, By Us, and there's Ham wearing their hoodie. Don't get me wrong.
Appropriating as hard as possible.
Yeah. I'm part of us.
But this song, along with, like, Lone Stars, that I think it's called Amazed, and, like, Leanne Rimes' Live Without You, were, like, the slow dance songs that were always on rotation for whenever there was slow dancing with your crush or whatever you had back then. But for me, it would go from Candy Room, talking World of Warcraft in the gym, to on the outskirts of the gym, watching other people dance, because...
Just completing the full virgin walk of shame
loop.
Friday Night Live.
But low on the rotation of there was the dance room. I think the times I would dance would be to burn off the sugar high I was on. And it was like if they had Sandstorm or like Eiffel 65 or whatever.
He was rolling on pixie sticks.
When he's got the zoomies, he's running around.
Yep.
he's got his little light sticks.
But your parents would drop you off there on Fridays.
Yeah.
Here,
Ham's,
here he goes.
Ham is drawn to the floor. He's taking his jacket off.
Oh, I gotta stretch.
Ham is rave dancing on live radio.
He broke his cans.
Unplugged. And he's back.
Not without a cost, my friend.
Go hard, dude. But for the socially shy individual like myself, candy, watch people dance, World of Warcraft, look at people play ping pong.
That had to be what your parents wanted when you went there.
So one of my most embarrassing moments, though, that I remember because the singer from Three Doors Down died, happened at one of these Friday Night Live events. So, also participating in this, it wasn't just like one elementary school or whatever. Everybody would go congregate, so you would kind of see people from that you would see later on in junior high, high school there. This is like the first branching out of, there are other schools out there other than my elementary school that exist. And for me, at least, I was big on stranger danger. If I don't know you, I don't talk to you.
I think that's still the case.
Still the case for me. I don't talk to people I don't know.
Yeah, but you could be lured into a van with vanilla Dr. Pepper.
Or pixie sticks.
Yeah.
To this day. And I have a car still.
I don't need this ride. Why am I getting in?
But while there, I would just go with my friends, hang out, talk about World of Warcraft. And one instance, there was a girl from another school, same grade as me, and she was with her group of friends.
Did she go to Westwood?
Westwood?
Yeah.
No.
That's a junior high.
That's a junior high. Our junior high was North. That's where we fed into.
North.
So North.
Her group of friends walked over to my group of friends and started talking. Don't know why. Still boggles me to this day.
You just start sweating like the guy in Airplane.
Just buckets of water down my face. Maybe she saw me dancing the Sandstorm. Who knows?
Gotta get a piece of that.
But one of her friends was like, hey, she would really like to dance with you. And like I said, I don't talk to people I don't know.
Hey, no.
So when she said she wanted to dance to me, and I'll do exactly what I did then. This is my reaction to it. So she asked me.
Oh, no.
And so she asked me, would you like to dance me? I shimmied away just like...
What?
Like this. And in my mind, I'm thinking, what the hell are you doing? But I had already kind of committed to it.
Oh, he's still doing it.
And I just shimmied away, and they just looked at me just in awe of like, what the hell is this kid
That's
doing?
The proper response, yeah.
And at that moment, she started liking girls the rest of her life.
No, actually, so flash forward to a year later, now in seventh grade, as we've all fed into this junior high middle school, and she's sitting next to me in like all my classes. She's a cheerleader at this point, and she's like the most popular girl in school who had asked me out to dance, but I like shy and like cowardly just shimmied away.
All right, so far we're at a humble brag. Keep going.
And I'm like, I blew it.
You're married now with to a woman. It's not this girl.
Still.
Baby.
What could have been?
Consider, yeah, how different his life could have been.
Yeah. Because of one, Stranger Danger, two, I had already danced my heart out to electronic.
And wasn't my Stranger Danger was adults.
No, mine is people.
Not the people that I went to socialize with at this event.
Hey, when you weigh 64 pounds, anybody could abduct you.
Well, yeah, because I was a year old when I was 64 pounds.
You were not a year old at 64.
I couldn't even walk.
What an unhealthy baby. A Vince Wilfork baby.
Well, it didn't help that my parents just pumped pork lard into my baby bottles.
Pork meat.
Well, after that, though, you were probably pretty cool, I bet.
No.
Not, oh.
No, I was kind of an outcast still in school.
But he's blossomed into a social butterfly now. And
doesn't play World of Warcraft ever, or any game like it, really.
I mean, there is a silver lining to the story. As you said earlier, I am married, and also, I did level up my rogue to level 60 in World of Warcraft.
The fact that those two sentences are able to coexist is amazing. You should not be able to say I am a max level whatever World of Warcraft character and have a wife.
But there you go. Shout out to Brad Arnold, dead singer of Three Doors Down, for making me remember an embarrassing moment of my life as I'm looking back at my friends and a group of girls just staring at me like, what the hell is he doing?
Well, I'm glad that cancer ripping through the body of Brad Arnold and destroying his family's life made you remember that little dance you did.
That little dance and I leveled up my undead rogue to level 60.
We should get you to the funeral to tell that story. Make them all upset.